This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Is it officially time for a little game of Stump the Rube? Is that where we play here? Let's do it. All right, we have a pair of tickets to see the Phillies versus Boston on Tuesday, July 22nd at 6:45 p.m. Y2K Retro Night, celebrating the year 2000. How about this trio? John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and 94 WIP's own Ike Reese will be changing a base during the third inning. After the game, you can stay for a free concert by Nelly in the infield. Dirt. Tickets and more information at Phillies.com, or you can win a pair right here. So here's what we're going to do. So, Rube, how long have you been covering the Eagles?
Middle of the 87 season.
Okay, so you've had a lot of games you've covered.
A lot of games I've forgotten.
Well, we'll see. So
just going to say Ryan Fitzpatrick no matter what the question
is. Not a bad guess. So we went back in the Wayback Machine, and we picked out an Eagles game from the past. Then this is during your time covering the team.
All right.
So Kyle's going to throw some details at you of the game, and you're going to try to guess the opposing quarterback the Eagles faced that day. Now, Bob in Mount Holly is our contestant here. So, Bob, are you going to back Rube? Meaning, if he gets it right, you win? Or do you think he's going to get it wrong? You have to guess if Rube's going to be right or wrong. Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Bob. Do you think Rube's going to get this right?
I sure hope he does.
Okay.
I think he will.
Come on, Bob.
Think he will.
Bob, you're in Mount Holly. I was at the Burlington County Times for 20 years. You know how wrong I am.
That's great.
All right. The pressure's on, Rube. All right, Bob. Here we go, Rube.
So I'll give you the details here. Now, Ruben is allowed to ask one pertinent question.
Okay.
That question cannot be who was the quarterback of the other team. That's what we're looking to get here.
I wouldn't have thought of that one.
No.
We have to tell Hugh.
It would have been a good one. Yeah.
We usually play this with Hugh, and he tries those kind of questions.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take you back before the quarter century, 1999. Mm. This game was October the 24th, all the way down at old Pro Player Stadium in Miami at the time. This was a 13-16 loss to those Dolphins. The Eagles were +9 in this game, covered the spread. This was Andy Reid versus Jimmy Johnson, big-time coach and matchup. The Eagles quarterback in that game, Doug Peterson, who was the Dolphins quarterback. Now, you can ask me one pertinent question about the game, and I have to answer it correctly.
One pertinent, and the game was down there, we know that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't even have to ask a question if you don't want to. If you want to just go for it, you can do that too.
I mean, I feel like I want to give Rube a hint. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to trick you. It's not the obvious.
I mean, it's not Marino.
It's not Marino.
No.
So, yeah.
I'm going to...
He was injured.
Did this...
Come on, Rudy.
I have a question. I will ask my question. Did he ever play for the Eagles? Or was he ever with the Eagles, including preseason?
We may have to... We have to look that up. I don't ever remember this quarterback playing in a game for the Eagles, but I don't know if he played in a game.
I'm thinking Jay Fiedler.
It was not old Jay there. It was actually Damon Huard.
Heward,
yeah.
Damon Huard.
Damon Huard.
That's how memorable he was. I screwed it up, yeah.
Did you cover that game?
I did.
Do you remember anything about the game?
I remember Jay Fiedler playing really well. I don't remember anything about the game. It was early in the season, you said?
It was October 24th.
October 24th, yeah.
No, I never would have guessed Damon Huard. He had a brother, right? Brock Huard.
Who played for the Seahawks. I think Brock Huard was Brock Huard became a talk show host. He may still host a talk show out in Seattle. He's like a sports talk show host out there. Bob, we appreciate you playing, and we are sorry that that Rube failed.
Sorry, Rube let you down.
Rube let you down.
It was a game 26 years ago.
Yeah, but you remember all this stuff.
I didn't even know the guy's name. So.
You didn't even pronounce it right. I should get another question.
So we did find the highlights this morning. Doc had a 60-something yard intercept. Can we have the highlight of it?
Dawkins and Johnson in the backfield behind Damon Huard. On second and eight, picked off. And it's Dawkins with daylight. There he goes, Brian Dawkins. Touchdown.
That was a great play by Brian Dawkins. Now there's, I guess, another way to take care of not pressing, and that's put somebody in that alley. And he's looking for Aronde Gadsden, but Dawkins knows, hey, if we're not going to press, then he's going to throw that quick stuff, and I'm going to sneak in there into that alley and steal one, and that's exactly what he did.
When I watched the highlight this morning, the throw is so bad by Huard. There's no Dolphin in the screen. It's just like he just throws it, and Dawkins is just standing there and takes it 60-something yards for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Eagles lost.
Jay won't like that play.
No.
Fiedler became their starting quarterback the next year.
Yes.
So I was close.
And took him to the playoffs?
Yeah, he did.
Jay Fiedler was not a bad quarterback.
Yes, he was.
He was bad.
No, he was. He was in training camp with the Eagles a couple summers, but I don't think he ever made the team.
Before that or after that? Like when he was older?
Before that.
Oh, so you kind of bounced around before
he had ever played, yeah.
Yeah, it's always interesting when teams lose an all-time quarterback, how hard it is to replace them.
Sure is.
Well, for most teams, right? The Packers obviously don't have this problem. But like the Dolphins, I guess Tua is the best quarterback they've had since Dan Marino?
Probably Huard. Damon Huard.
Fiedler, Pennington. Who else have they had? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Right now, your Ryan Fitzpatrick guess would have been, if you just tell me to guess a quarterback the Eagles lost to at some point, I might guess Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He was my default guess.
Yeah.
I don't think, when's the last time they won a playoff game?
The Dolphins?
I believe it was that 2000 season, and I believe Jay Fiedler was their quarterback.
Jay Fiedler's the last Dolphin quarterback to win a playoff game?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Is Jay Fiedler the best Dolphin quarterback since Dan Marino?
I guess by default, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they beat the Colts in overtime in 2000 in a wild card game. Jay Fiedler.
I feel like I remember that game. Lamar Miller was a running back, and he ran for a million yards in that game, if I remember correctly. For some reason, that's in my head. That's
Lamar Smith.
Lamar Smith.
Yeah, 209 rushing yards, and that's scary that you know that. He had 40 carries.
Well, that's the old days of the NFL.
Fiedler
give the ball 40 times.
Jay Fiedler over Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Wow. Well, there you go. That's why playoff wins can't be the only way we evaluate quarterbacks. All right. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
We got to give this away.
I need the contest line again. I was waiting for you to put it up there.
Sorry. 215-988-1258. Caller number one will get it.
Caller number one to the contest line right now. We'll get those tickets that Rube couldn't give to our last contestant, Matt in Germantown, while we do that. What's up, Matt?
What's up? What's up, Diehard Julio, my favorite barber, Kyle? And we got Rowdy Rube today.
We are pretty rowdy today. Matt, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, you guys already named, like, top three ironclad for the list. With Kelsey, Lane, and then B-Dog. I wasn't even an Eagles fan when I was younger, and I knew who Brian Dawkins was. So, like, I can definitely get it, and I'm almost 30. After that, Jalen has to go on there because he's the best accomplished quarterback in Eagles history to date. And then fifth, I don't know. We could really kind of go up for grabs on it. I would, you know what? I'm going to do something so far left field nobody ready for. I got Devonta Smith because when it's all said and done, he's probably going to be the best Eagles receiver statistically of all time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So, you know, Matt, I think,
until he got here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Devonta. And I think when I started going like deep into the list, I started thinking about the career he's put together so far and being on two Super Bowl teams, winning last year. He does have the dagger catch, which is going to be a cool moment we'll remember for a long time. But boy, top five is a lot.
I mean, he's not the best receiver on the team.
Yeah, right.
And I love Devonta. I love his game. I love what he does. I love how tough he is for his size. Clutch, but yeah, come on now.
Longevity, Rube. Longevity.
He's been here one more year than AJ. I mean,
now, if you had to guess which one will be here longer, I would guess Devonta.
And he also has.
Well, it depends if the fans pick up on the
yards
nickname.
Hey,
yeah.
If
Slim Reaper, he already got one.
AJ.
That's Swole Batman. That's what he got.
He forgot about it because we played it earlier, Matt. AJ's looking for a nickname. He's got
how
one.
How about AO?
He wants something new. He don't like full Batman. He wants something new for this year because then we got Fat Batman. We got to leave out who was Jason. And that was just like a legendary team right there.
That was.
Yeah, just one more thing, too. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of the Jalen Hurts disrespect and that list, honestly, objectively, I called him before. I'm going to say it again. He's number five off of pass rating, statistics, and everything. I can't put him over anybody else. I mean, if you want to go for more classic style of throwing, then you can put Joe Burrow and Josh Allen's not even a classic thrower. Mm. It'd really be Lamar, and it'd be Patrick Mahomes and Lamar if you want to get technical. But, I mean, at that point in time, if you want to go off accomplishments as well, Jalen kind of bumps up. With Matthew Stafford's regression, I will put him over Matthew Stafford, and then it would be like Pat Mahomes, Jalen, then Matthew Stafford. Because out of all the other quarterbacks, nobody else is accomplished in terms of winning a Super Bowl, winning a big game.
If that's the criteria, you're right. I mean, and Matt, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Rube was talking about this earlier. I mean, active quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl or been there twice, there's not many. So when we talk about accomplishments, do we not count MVPs of the league? I mean, they count, right? Like, that's a pretty big thing. That usually defines who the best player in pro football is for the season. Jalen doesn't have one. Now, Rube, if he didn't get hurt in 2022, I think he may have won the MVP over Mahomes.
I think he would have.
That was the year I thought he played game to game the most excellent of his career. This year he was efficient, like you had mentioned, but there were some ups and downs. And the first four games weren't great, and then they kind of changed the way they ran the offense. But, like, Allen has an MVP now. Lamar has two MVPs. Mahomes as an MVP. Burrow does not have a league MVP yet. And Jalen obviously doesn't either. I mean,
got a Super Bowl MVP.
He does.
Probably rather have that one.
I would too. But so does Nick Foles. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have Super Bowl MVPs. I mean, I would rather have the Super Bowl MVP too if I was a player. And I'm glad Jalen has that. But I feel like we sometimes just poo-poo the regular season MVP as if it doesn't matter. I mean, it is a measurement of the best. I always think it's the best player in pro football or the best quarterback now.
He was runner-up in 22, right?
He was, yeah. I think he would have won it.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, they had lost, what, one football game with him in?
It's trending that way.
Yeah. And I think they would have won those games he was out if he was in there. All right, Ashanti's...
You know what? I'll bet he wins one. He'll win one before all is said and done. I'll bet he gets the MVP. Because when you look at it, I mean, it's always a quarterback. I mean, Saquon couldn't win it last year. He'll never... So I kind of feel like Mahomes is trending downward. And, I mean, it's a regular season award, so anything he does in the postseason wouldn't be considered. But, I mean, how many quarterbacks would even be in that conference? Who could have a year like that?
So the top four guys, right?
Yeah.
They're always kind of in it. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be in the MVP mix as time goes on.
Could be.
Okay.
So
is anybody else below them, like, could you imagine winning an MVP? Stafford's too old. That's never going to happen again.
Not going to happen.
I don't think Goff will ever win the MVP.
Can't see it.
Herbert could. He could. He has the ability.
He's a stat compiler.
Yeah, he could win the MVP. If they ever overtake the Chiefs and win the division, maybe Herbert. That might be it. Like active guys that you could just see it. Oh, I mean, sometimes the moment passes you where you're like, you're too old and you're not going to win it. Dak's not going to win MVP. I don't think Brock Purdy, even if he rises back up again, will be considered that. Although 2 years ago, didn't he finish top two or three?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has Shanahan with him, which obviously helps with the numbers. Ashanti's in South Jersey. What's up, Ashanti?
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Ashanti, what's up?
I just wanted to put my list out there.
What do you got?
I built this list based on I'm an offensive guy.
Okay.
And I always follow Hugh, and, you know, defense is a luxury.
Well, you see, Hugh Douglas has poisoned the minds of the listeners. They think defense doesn't matter. Go ahead, Ashanti. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because the only way you can win is by outscoring the other team. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
You can outscore them 17-13.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is my list. John Dorenbos, Jason Peters, David Akers, Jalen Hurts, and Donovan McNabb.
Can you repeat the first name again?
John Dorenbos.
John Dorenbos, the long snapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why I put especially John Dorenbos is because he was an Eagle for a long time. And also, all the people I put on the list seems like they used that blueprint to create the team they have now. Like, even with Donovan McNabb, all the...
What blueprint did they use with Dorenbos?
You know, with John Lovato and also
Rick Lovato.
Did
you take into account Dorenbos's magic?
I was waiting.
That's
for that.
The model they were using.
Yes.
Get a magician.
And he was so good at his job that he was almost automatic.
He's a long snapper.
I know, but if you don't have a good long snapper, you can't kick the ball.
They literally signed them off the street when they can't find one.
He did put Akers on there.
Yeah.
The kicking game is very important to Ashanti.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because, I mean, you got to outscore the other team.
You don't have a holder on there.
Yeah, and what about punters?
I couldn't find a punter.
Okay.
You couldn't find one. They've had plenty of punters. I mean, you can't.
Well, it doesn't matter because Dorenbos is snapping on the ball anyway.
I mean, he's snapping on the ball.
I want it on record. The person that believes what Hugh Douglas said is gospel has John Dorenbos as the number one Eagle in the last 25 years. I want that out there on the record. Ashanti, that's a fun phone call. We appreciate it. Did I ever tell you my Rick Lovato story, Rube?
No.
I watched Rick Lovato get a tattoo once.
Really?
Yes. When John Marks was with Ike in the afternoon before the first Super Bowl championship in 2017, when Carson got hurt, Marks said on the air that if Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl, he'll get him tattooed on his back so that, you know, he had to pay off the bet. And the day that Marks got his tattoo, we did the show live from the tattoo parlor, but obviously Marks couldn't be on the air the whole time because he's getting a tattoo for hours. So I filled in for him. And then, like, I don't know what you call it, like a bay, like a room where you get your tattoo. But the doors were kind of open. I looked over, and I was like, that guy looks familiar. And it was Rick Lovato. and he was getting a tattoo. I don't know what it was, but I watched John Marks and Rick Lovato get a tattoo on the same day.
And they're both on his all-time team.
Yes.
I want to know where Chaz Henry is. Why isn't Chaz Henry on there?
Man, we got some names that I wasn't expecting today, but John Dorenbos is really a deep cut. All right,
I warned you.
More deserving of consideration. Hugh Douglas.
You were John Dorenbos.
Well, we did. No one called in and said Hugh. This is his show. Not a single person said Hugh Douglas.
There's some pretty good names that nobody's brought up. We'll go over those.
Yeah, before the show ends, we got to go over the ones that never got brought up.
Dorenbos is actually on that list. I have to delete him here. He actually had him on the list.
So you said that John wasn't able to go on the air because he was getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Does he know that Hugh was on the air cooking bacon? Like, it can be done.
You could do multiple things. Have you ever heard the bacon cut?
I don't think I have.
All right, so when Hugh was working in Atlanta during the pandemic, they did their shows from home, right? Uh-huh. They had the access. They were able to do it from home. So Hugh didn't realize that the microphone picked up everything, and he set up in his kitchen and was cooking bacon live on the air, and his co-host and producer called him out.
Still no, because yeah. It's still like you go up there and you're vulnerable. Like
you immediately learn musical taste.
Hugh Douglas.
What?
Hugh damn Douglas.
What?
Hugh Douglas. What the hell, man?
Is that bacon?
It is bacon. It is bacon, Hugh.
But you can hear that? Wait a minute, let me just.
Hugh Douglas, it's a microphone!
Wait a minute, just let me turn this last piece of bacon, man. Let me turn this bacon and then we can.
No, go ahead, Hugh. We'll wait for you.
We can just wait. We can just
wait for you here. It's okay.
Okay, it's turn. Okay, I'm back.
I love you so much.
He told us that story years ago, and then we're like, yeah, but then eventually we were able to dig up the audio. It's so much better with the audio. It's so bad. It's so loud.
I didn't expect it to be that loud. It's right next to the microphone. Well, it's like he put the microphone up against the stove.
He's cooking while he's on the air. It is remarkable.
Tremendous.
Yeah, it is.
I actually have the greatest Hugh Douglas story.
Oh, and please tell.
I can't.
Why?
I can't tell it.
Rube is really doing a good job filling in for Hugh because Hugh does this. He's like, oh, I got something. And then he's like, I can't tell.
What I am going to say is if you ever see me, like anybody sees me at training camp or out and about walking around the city, ask me about the Hugh Douglas South Street.
So this is an off-air story.
Parking.
It's an off-air story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can't be told on air.
But there's many Hugh stories that shouldn't be told on air.
The South Street parking lot story.
South Street parking lot?
It's the greatest
story. All right, if you ever run into Rube, ask him the story. All right,
I mean, you know, the funny thing is, knowing Hugh, if we bring it up to him on the air next week, he might just tell.
He might
Ron Burgundy us and just tell the whole story and then say, uh-oh.
And he does remember it.
Yeah.
Well, I never let him forget it.
Sometimes he'll say things on the air he probably shouldn't, and then he says, let me walk that back, as if it's not out there already, like as everyone didn't hear it already. Dustin in the Northeast. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Dustin. What's up, buddy?
Nothing. I think Jalen Hurts is the number one player for the Eagles this past century.
Make that case.
Who else has the track record that this, all he does, sitting at one, it's not the prettiest, and I'll be completely honest with you, Ruth. His first two seasons, I was kind of skeptical because I questioned his arm strength, I questioned throwing over the middle of the field, and I really questioned his accuracy. But the guy, year in and year out, just, he wins and he gets better. Like, I don't even know how it's a competition. And to be honest with you, Nick Foles is just out of that top five list of the past century. And I think you had a caller about 40 minutes ago that was saying that championships aren't – he said something along the lines of championships aren't that important, like when you're talking about how good of a player is. But in the NFL, Rube, isn't that like how you get into the Hall of Fame? Don't you need champion? Like, as a
quarterback, sure do. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know –
So
that's your Warren Moon.
Right, I agree, but it can't be the only thing, because otherwise Terry Bradshaw is better than Aaron Rodgers, right? Or any, you know, we could use any pair of great quarterbacks, and it can't be the only thing, right? There's got to be more to it, otherwise Troy Aikman better than Dan Marino, or, you know, however we want to do this.
Well, if it's not only just being in the Super Bowl, two out of the last three Super Bowls, how about you go back to his record, his all-time record? And I know he's around a great team. Don't get me wrong. I get that. Howie Roseman put together such a well-oiled machine with this team. But the guy wins. You know how hard, Ruben, you've been in football for how long? How hard, if you ask ex-quarterbacks and ex-players in there, how hard is it to win games?
He's 37 and 10 the last 3 years.
That is unbelievable.
He's lost 10 games.
Half of those were down the stretch of 2023?
Yeah.
But they probably lost, what, 5 or 6 in the last 7 weeks?
Five, and the playoff game.
And
no, I agree. I totally agree with you. That's how we should evaluate and measure quarterbacks is with, I think you use 50% stats and 50% postseason success, whatever the percentage is.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think postseason's got to be a really big part of it.
I totally agree with you. I think it's outrageous what ESPN did with these stupid rankings. I don't know who they're asking, because in the NFL, the most important thing was the friggin' win.
They're asking a bunch of GMs that passed on Jalen Hurts. I mean,
I think there's something to that. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean,
real quick, before you guys let me go, Rube, I ran into you at a Starbucks last year, dude. Anybody that's out there, if you ever see him out there, you got to go up to him, because he's one of the cooler guys in the city. He down to earth, was talking, and he was doing work on his computer. I went up to him and said, hey, all right, just by any chance, are you Ruben Frank? And he said, yeah, and let me stand there. We were talking about it was right before, I was 2 seasons ago, right before the season started. They were getting ready to go into training camp. So, like you said a couple minutes ago, if you see him out on the street, if there's one person you don't have to be worried about walking up to and talking in our sports world, it's Ruben Frank. You're a real cool dude. I really liked our interaction.
Yeah, I thought the first 2 hours we chatted were good. The third hour kind of got a little.
Rubaxer was like, is that the same Dustin guy I met in Starbucks? He was a lot. No, I'm just kidding. Dustin, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I think the way you framed it, Rube, is fair. It's got to be some percentage what you do Sunday to Sunday, right? And then some percentage the biggest games. And I just pulled up the career of Herbert and Hurts because they came in the same year, right? And they're ranked in similar ranges in these rankings. And I think you can make a fair case. Regular season, Herbert's been slightly better, right? Passer rating's better. His yards per game are way better. But then you add in the running for Hurts, and it comes closer to even. But Hurts has performed in the postseason. Herbert hasn't. I think that's the tiebreaker. I mean, it's just that's the way it should be. 215-592-9494. All right, you people, we'll check in with them coming up. Your phone calls, top five Eagles of the last quarter century. Does Jalen Hurts belong on the list? And we'll get to some unexpected, but not at all surprising news from the Sixers yesterday. That's coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.